That empties us out every Sunday. So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye. Those are the words that you will remember were used by the children in the Sound of Music. Today I join them in that refrain as Gwen and I say goodbye. We don't believe that we will not see you again. We'll see you either here, there, or in the air. When it comes to preaching your retirement sermon, it's a difficult task. A lot of things go through your mind. We've been here 17 years, and a lot of things have gone under the bridge before that 17 years started. So I thought, first of all, about preaching from Moses. But I discarded that. I have my own reasons for that. I thought about a theme from the book of Revelation, but I decided you'd starve to death before I got finished. But I did find a marvelous passage of Scripture in 2 Corinthians, written by the Apostle Paul, starting with verse 11. Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful. Grow to maturity. Encourage each other. Live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet each other with a Christian love. By the way, other translations say, greet one another with a holy kiss. And that just turns a whole lot of you right off. However, for the years that we lived in South Africa, we finally learned what a holy kiss was about. And it wasn't as distasteful as you might think. So, greet each other with Christian love or with a holy kiss. All of God's people here send you their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you. Paul likes things to be done in decency and order. And that's a good thing to remember, especially in the time of transition, when we have an interim pastor, a pulpit committee looking for a full-time pastor. However that will work out, we just keep that in prayer. The reason I announced my retirement early is I thought I might be of benefit to the eldership and those who were looking for a new pastor. And perhaps I was and perhaps I wasn't. But that's in the Lord's hands. Gwen and I have been doing the same thing. I have been tying up loose ends, packing to move, moving books. You sure screwed up my books. You might be sorry for that one of these days. I'm having the computer stripped, by the way, so you'll have a different computer. One of my last acts of revenge. There are some very special people here today, and I would like to acknowledge a few of them. Many of our family members are here, and we appreciate them so very, very much that they took time out from their busy schedules to come and be with us last night and to worship with us today. Is there anybody here who has driven further than Texas? Somebody I know drove from Texas yesterday, and we appreciate that. Wow. Would you stand up so we could give you a hand? Yeah. How about a song? You could do that too, I know. Thank you so much for being here. There's another couple that I would like to acknowledge because it will help our congregation understand what we do and why we do it. And that's the Cooks. Ron and Jenny Cook. We have had a long relationship. In fact, I think I held a revival meeting, Ron, in just about every church that you held. And
you were also my teacher and my, and you're also my fellow student and my teacher in college.
That's right. I need to say something so our congregation will understand. Ron and Jenny, Ron is the brother of Stuart Cook. Stuart Cook passed away in an automobile accident, and Ron went over and held the funeral. Just before then, one of our ladies started a missionary enterprise to take up every Sunday an offering for the work of God in the Republic of South Africa. And we have had many times up here the hundreds of young people, young black boys and girls being fed what were they fed?
Peanut butter jelly
sandwiches. Right. Peanut butter sandwiches. And what a blessing. And so today when you contribute to the work of Christ in South Africa, remember, it started a long time ago, and we're still feeding young men and women food. That's a difficult one for me because we have prayed for that group for so long, and we bless them so much. And we're just thankful that Ron and Jenny have been a part of that work. By the way, if you want to meet somebody who is touched by the Holy Spirit, I want to introduce you to the Cooks. Tell you what, when Ron and Jenny were touched by the Holy Spirit to start a church in Africa, in Russia, we thought, this is going to be a disaster. But it wasn't. It was by far the Holy Spirit's work. And one thing about Ron Cook, if he believes that the Holy Spirit is guiding him, he goes after it big time. And they started a church in Kostroma, Russia. And now, how many churches are there in Russia, Ron?
Well, we actually have 4 in Russia, and 5 in Belarus, and 2 in Ukraine, and 1 in a country we can't pronounce.
Wow.
It's a Muslim country.
Ron and Jenny asked us to come over and teach a month of apologetics to the Russians. And we did that. That was an experience and a half. And they asked us to bring some stuff to Russia. Even some car parts. All kinds of vitamins. A whole host of other things. We didn't know that it was all illegal. However, when we got to the place where they check over what you have, the machine broke down. And the lady in anger said, "Get on out of the way, get move." And we did. We certainly did. And so God takes care of those of us who don't know any better. I didn't know all that stuff was illegal. I'm not sure Ron knew that it was illegal. But we made it through.
By the way, Leroy, the church is 32 years old last month.
Is that right? Wow. Wow. Amazing. So praise the Lord for all the work that has been done in Russia and all the churches that are in existence now, and none of us are in jail. So we're thankful for that. I'd like to acknowledge a whole lot of people, but I don't have time because I know you're starving to death. You know, over the years, I've had some good help. Probably the best one that I would acknowledge would be Gwen. She taught a interdenominational Bible study here in Peaburg. And it was blessed, really blessed of the Lord. And I appreciate what she was able to do. She also kept me on track. And that's a big job. I've been through 3 secretaries. The first one was Marlene Kendall. And she was here when I got here, and didn't last too long. She had some other issues. And then we hired a gal by the name of Jana Nyland. And she was with us for a long, long time. And she put the church where it needed to be. I could go in and say, "Jana, tell me what we did 10 years ago on Christmas Eve, and what the program was." And she could pull that up. You could ask Jana just about anything, and she would have it somewhere. She also made a book for us with all kinds of information that if you knew how to get it, which I didn't, I never did figure out where the key was. I think I found it once and got into the book. But we thank you, Jana, for the tremendous contribution that you made to First Christian Church. And then we hired a little sweetheart by the name of Rachel Barnes. Tell you what, when you get to finish talking to Rachel, if she has asked you to do something, by the time she gets finished talking to you, you are thankful that somebody asked you to do something. So, Rachel, I hope you stay with us a long, long time. I know the elders will appreciate you, and so will this young man who is taking my place. I think his name is Wyatt. So we're looking forward to what's going to come from all of that. There are a lot of other things. We have people from Texas, and we praise God for them. We have people from other places in our area, and we praise God for them. We're just thankful that we can spend this last few days, few moments together, and praise the Lord together. This has been a difficult time for Gwen and I. But we know that the Lord has a plan for us, and we're looking for that plan now. Whether it's another ministry, whether it's something else, we don't know. I'm already bored. It didn't take long. And Gwen figured that one out pretty quick. So one of the things that we liked to do was to go over to Smith Center on Friday. We didn't go every Friday, but occasionally we went on Friday. And there's a special reason for that, because they had some pretty good food. Gwen loves salmon, and they had a great salmon dinner. And she would buy enough salmon to last two or three meals. So that was pretty cool. But they also had something else, and I'd like to kind of close with that, if it's possible to close such a thing. They had a copy of Happy Trails. How many of you are familiar with Happy Trails? Well, I see a few hands. And this is what it says. Happy Trails. Until we meet again. Happy Trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring sunny weather. Happy trails until we meet again. Some trails are happy. Others are blue. It's the way you ride the trail that counts. Here's a happy trail for you. Would you pray with me? Father, we're thankful that we could be together today. We know that there's fellowship to follow. And we're so thankful for each and every person who has decided to be here today to shake our hand and give us a hug and just help us to weather the storms of life, because Jesus is our Redeemer and our Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for 17 years in this place. And as we go our way, and as the church goes its way, we pray that in everything, Christ will be glorified. Help us to keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and has made it possible for us to inherit eternal and everlasting life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, that's it. I figured you were starving to death. Not really. But...